Sabbath blessing, everyone. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room. Can you please mute, Ethan, your computer? Sorry for the echoing. Welcome and Sabbath blessing once more.
Oh, they're in the kitchen.
This is our lesson 352. Chapter 73, entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And this is our part 8 on this blessed Sabbath, March 19, 2022. I hope everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. Our Tiny Tot song is entitled, Anywhere with Jesus, and our dear brother will share it with us.
Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere he leads me in this world below. Anywhere without him, dearest joys would fade. Anywhere with Jesus I am not afraid. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I am not alone. Other friends may fail me, he is still my own. Though his hand may lead me over dreary ways, anywhere with Jesus is a house of praise. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go. Anywhere with Jesus I can go to sleep. When the gloomy shadows round about me creep, knowing I shall waken never more to roam, anywhere with Jesus will be home, sweet home. Anywhere, anywhere, here I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus I can safely go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of the elder sibling or parents, would like to open their section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Thank you, God, for the words that we're about to learn. Please protect the Sabbath day and
be with us all in Jesus' name. Pray.
Be with all of us in His name. Pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So it's story time, little ones. May you have your listening ears, for dear Brother Deb will be the one to share a second part of our story time lesson, The Visit of the Wise Man.
And this story is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 2 to 5 and 6 through 11. Supposing that the Jews could at once guide them, that's the wise men, to the Savior, the wise men went into Jerusalem and said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered together all the priests and scribes and the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written in the prophets." They weren't at all enthralled about that. They felt bad that Herod had to come and ask them. Herod did not like to hear that figure of a king who might someday take his throne. So he took the wise men by themselves and asked them when they first saw the star. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when you found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." Of course, he was lying. His actions proved it later. When the wise men heard this, they started again on their journey. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Then where do you suppose he was? He was in a stable. When they were come into the, not when the wise men got there, I'm sorry. That's when the shepherds got there. He was in a stable. By this time, nearly 2 years later, or something like that, he was in a house. It says here, when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These were precious things from the east. And that's found in Matthew 2:6-11. The most precious thing they had, the wise men brought to the Savior. In this they set an example for us. Many give presents to their earthly friends, but have none for the heavenly friend who has given them every blessing. That's where tithes and offerings comes in. We should not do this. To Christ, we should bring the best of all we have.
You should not do what?
Neglect to bring a gift. Can't you read between the lines?
Oh.
So anyway, sorry. To Christ, we should bring the best of all we have, our time, money, and our love. We may give to him by giving to comfort the poor and to teach people about the Savior, so we can help to save those for whom he died. Such gifts Jesus blesses. This is from Story of Jesus, page 24. Now, you want me to read this next part, Rose?
This is the first section right after the scripture. I believe you were in the second one. So we're going to have to go back to the beginning of that second part. The first section was just the scripture. So we are in part two. It begins where it says, supposing.
Oh, that's the part that I just read. That's the first part that came up here. The scripture is down below. If you want me to reread it, I will. Emphasis is gained by repetition. Supposing that the Jews could at once guide them to the Savior, the wise men went into Jerusalem and said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. People said, "Who in the world are these guys that come in from the east? What do they want here?" And when he had gathered all the priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written in the prophets," Matthew 2:2-5. Herod did not like to hear of a king that might one day take his throne. So he took the wise men by themselves and asked when they first saw the star. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." But he was lying. When the wise men heard this, they started again on their journey. And lo, a star, the star which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over the place where the young child was. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, precious things from the east. Matthew 2:6-11. The most precious things they had, the wise men had brought to the Savior. In this they set an example for us. Many give presents to their earthly friends, but have none for the heavenly friend who has given them every blessing. We should not do this. For Michelle, we should not neglect to bring our gifts to Christ. To Christ, we should bring the best of all we have of our time, money, and our love. We may give to him by giving to comfort the poor, to teach the people about the Savior, so we can help to save those for whom he died. Such gifts Jesus blesses. That's Story of Jesus, page 24.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled The Visit of the Wise Man, part two, in our Tiny Tot lesson book. That will be held March 26th. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. This is the section that we have for the Tiny Tots and their parents or our guests to learn about God's creation in nature. So we are in part six of the water topic. So let's have our listening ears, little one. The Water of Life, Part 6, Wisdom from Above. And our dear brother Josh will be the one to share it.
God blesses everyone. And here's today's lesson. It's about dry eyes. Nature. Dry eyes. Dry eyes is a gas. It is changed from ice to dry ice without becoming a liquid. Dry ice is made in snow-like flakes or in blocks. It is much colder, about -109.3 degrees Fahrenheit or -78.5 degrees Celsius than ice. For this reason, special care must be taken when touching it to avoid frostbite. It can remind us of how Herod's murderous heart seemed even colder than the priest. He would make his throne was untouched. Dry ice is used to keep food and other things refrigerated that otherwise would be damaged by the melting of regular ice. So God kept the wise men safe, undamaged, as they stopped in Jerusalem and met with Herod. And on the side there is the ingredients of what makes dry ice. One atom of carbon plus two atoms of oxygen make up a molecule of dry ice. And the remarkable parents group says for both the parents and children to know, it is unto them that look for him that Christ is to appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. But the tidings of the Savior's birth, the message of the second advent, was not committed to the religious leaders of the people. They had failed to preserve their connection with God and refused light from heaven. Therefore, they were not of the number described by the Apostle Paul. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children. Men of the children of light and children of the day, fear not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:4-5. The watchmen upon the walls of Zion should have been the first to catch the tidings of the Savior's advent, the first to lift their voices to proclaim him near, the first to warn the people to prepare for his coming. But they were at ease, dreaming of peace and safety, while the people were asleep in their sins. Jesus saw his church as a barren fig tree covered with pretentious leaves, yet destitute of precious fruit. There was a boastful observance of the forms of religion, while the spirit of true humility, penitence, and faith, which alone could render the service acceptable to God, was lacking. Instead of the graces of the Spirit, there were manifested pride, formalism, vainglory, selfishness, oppression. A backsliding church closed their eyes to the signs of the past. God did not forsake them or suffer his faithfulness to fail, but they departed from him and separated themselves from his love, as they refused to comply with the conditions. His promises were not fulfilled to them. The Great Controversy, page 315, 316.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear brother. And remember, everyone, anywhere, fear I cannot know. Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are just coming in the room. Our opening song is a hymn entitled, I Am Thy, O Lord, also known as Draw Me Nearer. If you have the book, it's number 306. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to join in the hymn, you may unmute your mic to do so. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it's all thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to that precious bleeding side.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Love you.
Oh. No, not that song.
Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord.
Lord.
Lord, not heart. Lord. To thy precious bleeding side.
Amen. If any one of the elder siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
That it blesses everyone. Thank you, God, and for what I'm about to learn in the new lesson. And please protect the Sabbath day and be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 36 from the King James Version, and it reads, Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciple, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with our part 8 of our lesson entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear ones.
Have a blessings, everyone. Chris, come read. Hold on, hold on. Never mind.
26 verses 32. But after I am
risen again,
I will go before you into
Galilee.
John chapter 5 and
verse 30.
I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, be but the will of the Father which hath sent me.
John. Chapter 15.
Verse 1. I am the
true vine.
And my Father is the
Husbandman.
Emma.
I'll read this one until Emma comes. John chapter 15 verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are clean.
Through the word.
Which I have spoken.
Unto you.
Amen.
John chapter 15. Go ahead, sister. All right, continuing. John 15:4 in James Version. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Amen.
John 15:6. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing.
Amen. Good job, everyone. So today we will cover page 674 through 675. Welcome to all those precious brethren that are coming in. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 674. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mind to do so, dear one.
You want to read? Jesus looks with compassion.
Compassion.
Good job. On his
disciples.
He
cannot save them from the trial, but he does not leave them comfortless. Comfortless. Okay, good job. He assures them that he is to
break
the
fetters
of the tomb, and that his love for, not dogs, love. Good. For them will not fail. After I am risen again, he says, I will go. I will go before you into Galilee. Matthew chapter 26, verse 32. Before the denial, they have the assurance of forgiveness. Good. After his death and resurrection, good job, Chris. They knew that they were forgiven. Good job, Jeremiah. And were dear to the heart of Christ. Desire of Ages, page 674, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 674. Jesus and the disciples were on the way to Gethsemane at the foot of Mount Olivet, a retired spot which he had often visited for meditation and prayer. The Savior had been explaining to his disciples his mission to the world and his spiritual relation to him which they were staying. Now he illustrates the lesson. The moon is shining bright and reveals to him a flourishing grapevine, drawing the attention of the disciples to it. He employs it as a symbol. On the slide in the bottom says, the branch is in the vine.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful song together. It's a scripture song from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10, with margin. And this scripture song was taken from scripture singer song in the section promises from the memory verse CD.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee.
with the right hand of thy righteousness. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41, verse 10.
Amen. Let us continue in our study. Dear ones, we are still in the desired ages, page 674. If any one of the dear brethren would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
It says, I am the true vine. He says, instead of choosing the graceful palm, the lofty cedar, or the strong oak, Jesus takes the vine with his clinging tendrils to represent himself. The palm tree, the cedar, and the oak stand alone. They require no support, but the vine and winds about the trellis and thus climbs heavenward. So Christ in his humanity was dependent upon divine power. I cannot of my own self do nothing, he declared, John 5:30. Amen.
On the side, it's pointing in the parts of the grapevine, the shoots or canes, the cordon, the arms, the rootstock, the head, the trunk, the grass union, root system, grape bunches, and the leaves. In the middle, they show the palm, cedar, and oak tree. And on the bottom, the picture says, Jesus said, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. John 5:30, King James Version.
Continuing, Desire of Ages, page 675, paragraph 1. I am the true vine. The Jews had always regarded the vine as the most noble of plants, and a type of all that was powerful, excellent, and fruitful. Israel had been represented as a vine which God had planted in the Promised Land. The Jews based their hope of salvation on the fact of their connection with Israel. But Jesus says, I am the real vine. Think not that through a connection with Israel, you may become partakers of the life of God and inheritors of his promise. Through me alone is spiritual life received. Amen.
Amen. And that was taken from page 675, paragraph 1. Well, dear one, we have special music. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song. And this one was taken from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5. And our dear sister Sheila will sing it for us, an a cappella.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, dear ones and the little ones, families. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bring much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing at all. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bring much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing at all. Ye can do nothing at all. Amen. And that's taken from John 15:5.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Well, dear ones, we are still in the Desire of Ages, page 675. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. So nice to hear your singing, Sheila. The Desire of Ages, page 675. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. On the hills of Palestine, goodly vine, and by the beauty of this vine, and up to the leaders in Israel, it appeared as a root. They took the plant and grew it.
I'm sorry, Dad.
And trampled it under their destroyed.
I'm sorry, dear Dad. We had a lot of lag and we couldn't hear that much. So we are going to reread it for the sake of those that are listening over the phone. Okay. So if another dear brethren would like to be able to reread that section.
This is Sabbath, everyone. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. On the hills of Palestine, our Heavenly Father had planted his goodly vine, and he himself was the husbandman. Many were attracted by the beauty of this vine and declared its heavenly origin. But to the leaders in Israel, it appeared as a root out of a dry ground. They took the plant and bruised it and trampled it under their unholy feet. Their thoughts was to destroy it forever. Next slide, please. Continuing, but the heavenly husbandman never lost sight of his plants. Men, though they had killed it, he took it and replaced it on the other side of the wall. The vine stalk was to be no longer visible. It was hidden from the rude assault of men. But the branches of the vine hung over the wall. They were to represent the vine. Through them, graft might still be united to the vine. From them, fruit has been obtained. There has been harvest, which the passersby have plucked. Desire of Ages, page 675, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. I am the vine, ye are the branches. Christ said to his disciples, though he was about to be removed from them, their spiritual union with him was to be unchanged. The connection of the branch with the vine, he said, represents the relation you are to sustain to me. The scion, which means a young shoot, is engrafted into the living vine. And fiber by fiber, and continue on the next slide. But before we go to the next slide, there's a picture at the top that shows Jesus which is Jesus Christ, the vine, and we are the branches, meaning those that believe on him. And the branch abides in the vine, and as a result of being the branches, the fruit that is born is the godly fruit that we see, and that's in the way in which we are in Christ. And continuing on the next slide. Continuing, vein by vein, it grows into the vine stock. The life of the vine becomes the life of the branch. So the soul dead in trespasses and sin receives life through connection with Christ. By faith in him as a personal savior, the union is formed. And before we continue on the next slide again, there is a picture at the top where it says Jesus is the vine, we are the branches, and it also takes scriptures from John chapter 15 verses 1 through 17. I encourage to read on your time. Again, that's John chapter 15 verses 1 through 17, and it being a fruitful branch. And then it's another in the middle slide. It says margin. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verse 31 through 32, King James Version. And then we see at the picture also at the bottom right hand of the screen where it says, when Christ was crucified and it showed on the cross, it says, I was crucified with him. And that is for the believers as well. Continuing on the next slide, and I'll bubble down and let someone else share.
The sinner unites his weakness to Christ's strength. His emptiness to Christ's fullness, his fealty to Christ's enduring might. Then he has the mind of Christ. The humanity of Christ has touched our humanity, and our humanity has touched divinity. Thus, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, man becomes a partaker of the divine nature. He is accepted in the beloved. Amen.
Ephesians 1:6-9, King James Version. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, for whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
Amen. What a praise indeed. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one was taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, from the King James Version, also at margin. This was taken from the Desire of All Ages, memory verse CD, in volume 3. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we will reserve our sixth question that we have for our review, or any other question that you may have that may need researching, you can be able to send it beforehand. So we have come to the ending of our family meeting, dear ones. So next week, we will be reviewing part 8 of our lesson entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we kneel as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. Father, we thank you for your blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for yet again another beautiful Sabbath school lesson. Thank you for the children and their participation. Thank you for their parents as well. Bless and keep us throughout this day. Help us as we go into the other section of our lessons. May you bless the speaker. May we continue in harmony with you for the rest of the day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' blessed name, amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, that will be March 26, 2022, we will continue with our part 2 review of our chapter 73, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, part 8. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, leaving the scripture and also the quote from education. Psalms 119, verse 45. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precept. And from my education book, 291, paragraph 2. The youth have an inborn love of liberty. They desire freedom. And they need to understand that these inestimable blessings are to be enjoyed only in obedience to the law of God. This law is the preserver of true freedom and liberty. It points out and prohibits those things that deprave and enslave, and thus to the obedient it affords protection from the power of evil. May you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.